Hey guys, this is Marie.
And Nicole.
And we're back for week 3 to try Marie and Nicole get drunk and save the world.
And we're going to try.
So this week's wine, Nicole brought to us, yes. So she'll give us the story.
Yeah, I'll give you the synopsis here. So I came to work, I guess it was last week, and one of my coworkers, she's really fun, she really likes wine as well. She told me that she tried a really great wine on Wine Walk, and it was from, she found it at Trader Joe's. So she bought like 4 bottles. So we decided we would give it a try. It is very different than what we both normally drink. I don't even know if I can pronounce all of these things.
Is it Italian?
I think it is Italian.
Reggiano Lombrusco?
That sounds right.
Yeah, Rusco Dolce. That's a sweet red, I think is what that translates to.
Yeah, I think it is. It's like a dessert red.
Soft red wine, Le Grotte.
We poured it in the glasses and it bubbled.
Reminded me of Welch's grape juice, the sparkling kind that you used to drink when you were a kid to pretend like you were growing up at Thanksgiving.
Well, we actually did it, you know, I'm not Catholic, so we didn't drink wine during communion. So we actually used the Welch's grape juice at church. So you couldn't wear like a white or light colored dress on communion days because you were definitely going to spill that.
Do you know nothing about being Catholic? We literally teach our 8-year-olds to drink second grade. Yeah, you take wine, second grade.
No, we never did this. We always did grape juice.
And in First Communion, you wear, like, expensive lace white dresses. So the first time you drink wine...
When you spit it out, because you're like, this is disgusting.
They did give us a sample once, and it's the worst wine. They buy it in the jugs. It's really terrible,
like
cheap wine.
It's like Franzia.
Oh, honey, Franzia is so much better. It's so bad.
Oh, dear.
And then they put you in these white lace dresses and
Couldn't
veils.
They give you at least 2 buck chuck or something?
Yeah. They need volume, though, if you think how many people. Fair. And then you have to think about how many people you're sharing a cup with. My daughter actually just did her first communion last weekend.
Right. How'd that go?
It went really well. They didn't do wine. They don't do wine at that church.
Really?
A lot of churches don't do wine anymore because of germ paranoia, because of the sharing the cup.
Okay, I can kind of get that.
Because, like, I mean, you'll have 4 cups for an entire mass. They could have 600 or 800 people at it.
Yeah, that's a good germ sharing.
It's a lot of germ sharing.
We always use these teeny tiny little cups.
I've been to a Methodist church.
Yeah, and we use those tiny disposables.
Once in my life, and I was, I don't know, like 7 or 8, so I barely remember it. And that's the only thing I remember is like the little plastic.
Teeny tiny cups.
They're like little medicine dispensers.
Yes.
Like
they're awesome.
They're pill dispensers. That's what they are, is they're pill dispensers that they use.
They use them that way. Well, they're multifunctional.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
And so I remember some kind of little bread. I don't remember what.
Yeah.
We have specific, like, wafers that we use there.
Oh, no.
Little flat disc
bread. Our church, my friend Jessica, her grandfather has been making the bread for years. So it was always the place to be the weekend before Communion Sunday because he just makes French bread. So his house smells amazing.
Wow. No, ours is, like, they're little tiny wafers about this little bigger than a quarter that are really flat.
So it's like the unleavened
bread. I think they may be unleavened. They're like little, they taste like little rice cakes. I'm not even sure they're wheat.
That's
and they come in these long plastic
tubes.
Maybe they're
going gluten-free.
Maybe. But, and so they just come in packages. And my dad is a person who gives them out at church. And so we actually got a couple from him for the practice for First Communion. And we had some extras. And then Nathan found them today cleaning out the cabinet.
And he's like, why do you have all
he's
of
like,
this?
What are these doing here? I was like, just throw them away. They're empty. Because in the Catholic Church, it's considered... They come out of the tube, they're fine, but once they're consecrated, which means they've been blessed stuff, they're actually considered legit body of Christ.
Right.
Long transubstantiation.
Transubstantiation. Yes.
And so I'm laughing. I look over and said, and Nathan has leaned forward and given my mom's little tiny mini poodle one of the wafers. I was like, oh my God, I wish I had a picture of that. I'm like, do you know how mad people would get at what you did?
You can't put that.
And I mean, it wasn't technically a big deal because under Catholic doctrine, like, that's just a piece of nothing. Because it hasn't been
blessed.
It was just my dad got a couple out of the tube.
Yeah.
Got a couple out of the tube before Mass one day for us to practice with.
That's really funny.
So let's try this wine. It tastes a lot like the...
I do not know how I feel about this.
I don't either.
There's a lot of sparkle to it, guys.
Yeah. It's pretty much all I can taste is sparkle.
Mm-hmm.
It almost tastes like the Welch's grape juice stuff, but without the sweetness, which kind of kills half the fun of it. It has the wine aftertaste.
I do feel like I could drink this very quickly, which is a problem.
But I like a wine that like forces me to not be able to drink it quickly.
Well, this was $4.99 at Trader Joe's.
Yeah. We still need to.
Which is quite dangerous.
Maybe next weekend as a celebration before I move, we'll open up my...
The good bottles?
My fave.
We'll go with the big bottles?
Yeah, we will. Have some good stuff.
I feel like I'm going to like this by the time we have to rate it.
I don't dislike it.
Yeah, it's way better than, like it.
Way better than last week's wine.
Oh my god, last week's wine was bad.
So bad. I mean, I know we tried for bad, but that was...
We made it. A plus on going for not always having a good one.
It may have been a 1 out of 10, but we did a 10 out of 10 on our accomplishment.
Yes, we did. So, we had a lot... in the news this week, so picking a topic was kind of hard.
I know, right? At first, I was looking at the breastfeeding thing because I thought that was real cool. And then Mr. Donald Trump went and helped us out and fired James Comey for us. And we're like, hello, world.
What else can we cover?
Didn't someone ask you how long we were going to keep doing this? And you're like, as long as Donald Trump's president.
Yeah, because we're not going to run out of material here, we don't think.
It could be potentially like 12 months.
We don't know.
If he gets impeached or...
If he gets impeached, though, I feel very favorable that Mike Pence would give us an equal amount of material.
Yeah, but he's not George Bush, like, dumb.
No, but he's going to pass some weird...
He will pass some weird...
So...
Let's be fair, though. There's no way Trump's going to get impeached until after 2018 if the Dems were to take the Senate and the House.
That's true.
I don't...
Yeah. No, I think we're stuck.
Unless there is some... recorded phone call between a Russian official and Donald Trump saying, hack into this, thanks. Thanks for the election. Now let's open up all my hotels.
Yeah.
That the Republican Congress is going to impeach him.
Yeah.
Because they know if they impeach him that there's no way they're going to hold anything.
No. Yeah.
So unless there is some just huge...
They picked getting on his boat and they're going to ride it out.
Yeah, there's no way they're going to swallow that poison pill unless it is absolutely necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But if 2018 comes and you have the switch and there's anything significant between Trump, I'm going to be shocked if there is not articles of impeachment if Democrats take the House.
I mean, the way that they're talking about this Comey firing, with it being akin to Watergate, people are really bringing that up. And this is pretty serious stuff that they're dealing with.
They were already looking for things before the Comey stuff.
Yeah.
So if things keep going anyway like they are, the Dems take the House.
Well, because it's an embarrassment.
I don't know how they couldn't draw up articles of impeachment.
No.
Whether he would actually get impeached and removed by the Senate is a different story. That's never actually happened in the entire history of the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
But I would just be shocked if the Dems took it and were like, now we're cool with Trump.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening anytime soon. What craziness.
But so, I can't even remember what I was doing. Was it homework or something? When I got the notice about Comey being fired, I was like, ruh-roh. And then I was running over an errand. I was in my car, and NPR comes on to start the top of the news hour.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, James Comey fired over the handling of July and October with Hillary Clinton. And I laughed out loud so hard.
It's like, seriously?
I was like, for reals? Donald Trump is saying that he fired him over that? Which we later found out was not why he fired him.
Man. Oh my gosh.
Did you read the letter that he put on top of the memo? Not the memo by Sessions.
I just read the memo, and then I read all the tweets that came out.
Well, I mean, did you read Trump's memo, or did you read Sessions?
No, I didn't read Sessions. I just read Trump's.
Right. In Sessions' memo, was it Sessions or was it the assistant AG?
No, it was Sessions.
The memo was legit.
It was the one that Kate McKinnon plays on Saturday Night
Live. The memo was legit as far as legal reasoning and research. But
the timing is very...
His handling of it was very problematic. And there are legal grounds for the decision. And they had a complete right to fire him. But Trump's memo on top of it...
But waiting until now?
But Trump's memo on top of it was so weird. The whole, thank you for clarifying 3 times that I'm not under investigation. I'm like, dude, what does that have to do with anything in this letter? You said you were firing him for his handling...
Yeah. One of these things isn't like the other kind of situation.
And then he just comes back, and then, you know, he came back, I think it was like 48 hours. So the firing was Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
So this is Saturday, so that would have been Thursday that he came out and said, I would have just fired him anyways, I was going to, he was really bad.
Yeah, it was.
He's doing a very, very bad job.
And then Friday morning is when he started tweeting.
Have you ever thought about why Donald Trump speaks in the sentences that he does? He's not a dumb man. I know he's very rich. And so going to the Wharton School is not as big of a deal
mm-hmm.
at UPenn to going to the Wharton Business School when you're from that kind of connected family versus like you or I getting to go into Wharton.
Yeah, you and I.
Because we would have to have there. All these amazing scores and stuff. But to get through Wharton, you still have to have...
You have to have some sort of intelligence.
Intelligence. And so I've never really understood why he speaks in such simplistic terms, and it drives me nuts.
No, I know why he speaks in very simplistic terms.
Why?
He's thinking of his audience.
Okay.
He is doing exactly what I was taught. You know, I studied journalism in undergrad, and we are taught to do everything at like a sixth grade okay. level. So that's really what he's doing. He's thinking about who his audience is. Because most of the people who agree with him are white. They are not generally holding a college degree.
They're white working class. Christian.
Yeah.
And generally more rural.
Yes. So that's what he's trying to appeal to, that base. He wants to speak in a way that they will always understand.
He doesn't do it well, though, because no. he doesn't understand what it's like.
He doesn't do it like George
W. I was going to say, because W. did it perfectly, even though yes. he was from a very affluent family. Not Trump-level affluent, but still a very yeah. successful oil
like,
family.
Texas oil is a lot of money. Significant, yeah.
But he was from Midland, Texas, mm-hmm. which is a very small rural area. And even the moneyed folk there, I feel like it even, you know, once you hit Fort Worth and West in Texas, the moneyed folk still have a folksiness to them.
Very much so. Even, I mean, there's one of the Walton family, mm-hmm. the Walmart heirs, lives outside of Fort Worth. And apparently, even though she's a billionaire, she lives in just a ranch style, pretty modest home. It's on a lot of acres.
I mean,
modest. You know, for a billionaire.
I'm familiar yeah. with Alice Walton's home. And
but it's not a sprawling
mansion.
It's just
a ranch house.
Yeah, it's a ranch house. It's a beautiful...
It's a big, huge ranch house.
Yeah.
It's not a mansion.
I think that plays into it. I also think the difference is,
which is
how they were raised.
Which is so weird that George Bush ended up living where he did in
yes,
Dallas.
Yes, it's so different in the neighborhood
like
where they're
actually... Two and a half miles from where we are right now.
Yes.
It's so weird that he's in that house. I would have always pegged him if he was going to land here. To
prosper
or out
or something.
To Fort Worth, even.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he picked where he did because of the Bush Library at SMU.
Yes. Yeah, I think they like the proximity. I think they like being able to go do stuff.
Did Laura go to SMU?
Yes,
is
Laura
that the connection?
Went to SMU.
I was like, why did they pick SMU and not A&M? Did
That's
he go
why.
To A&M?
No,
he went to Yale. What?
They have the George Bush School for Homeland Security.
They have the
A&M.
Internet, but that's his father.
That's
father
yeah.
down at A&M. Because I feel like as a person, he's way more of a, you know, forgive my bias, but way more of a TCU person than an SMU. But the fact that Laura went to...
Yeah, it's an alumni.
It makes way more sense that way.
Yeah.
Plus, there's a lot more of that kind of presidential library money at SMU and in Dallas than there is in Fort Worth.
Yeah, the people at SMU like to do stuff like that.
They do like prestige and notoriety.
It is a very nice presidential library.
I've lived... Two, three.
Have you not been?
I've not been.
Oh, you should go.
Field trip next weekend?
Maybe we need to do that. We should ask if we can record there. They have an Oval Office. I pretended to take calls there one day.
We have a classmate that works there.
We're going to take pictures
we
of
can
us
insta
dialing
that,
the phone.
We can insta that S.
Yes, we can.
We're trying not to swear because we don't want to be explicit.
We want you to be able to listen to this while you're in the car with the kids. They need to learn about politics today.
Plus, I think it makes it easier to find us on iTunes if we're not explicit.
It probably
There's no
doesn't
other
hurt.
Limitations. I don't know. And I don't know how to make us explicit. Or how to... I don't know how to go change our settings and make us explicit. So that's mostly
so
what...
So she told me to watch my language.
So the majority of what we do with this, folks, when it comes to things is Marie has figured out one method. So we're going to stick with it because
yes.
it took forever to figure out... To
and
get
because
to
I don't want to do it. So I'm going to let her do it the way she wants to do it. So...
And I'm just trying to get by without having to spend... all my money on this project.
Yep.
Like I was telling Nicole, anyone who's listening to us on SoundCloud, I apologize that there's only one episode at a time, but otherwise they want to pay $9.99 a month. If one of you would like to support us and pay $9.99 a month,
we will take your money.
We will archive it all and we will put it on and you can have access to all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just give us your credit card. You know, DM us your credit card on Insta.
Yep.
If some other weird charges come up, we promise only to buy show related materials. So wine.
Yes. Just wine.
And buying $300
in bandwidth.
$300 bottle of wine does not really fit the point of our format of drinking bad wine.
No.
So we're going to be hitting up $2 Jack, so we're not going to be hurting your credit card too much.
Nope. We'll try and keep it very reasonable.
So get on that hashtag Nicole and Marie get drunk.
I really might like this wine.
It's really not bad.
Uh-oh.
It's not... It's very nondescript is the thing.
Yeah.
Like, it has...
I don't feel like it fits in a box.
It doesn't have anything to say about it. It's kind of like vanilla ice cream.
I love vanilla ice cream.
Me too. But I feel like no one would ever... You're like, this is my favorite wine. It has No one's going to discuss this wine and its body. They're just going to be like,
it's fine.
So I highly recommend
you guys,
awesome. If you're on Facebook, it's really hard to find because it's just called Donald Date John.
It's called like the real.
Wine's hitting.
There it is.
At the Totally Real Donald Trump, I think. I'm pretty sure it is the name of it on Facebook. I'll screenshot and Instagram it.
Yeah, I have it set up to follow, though.
I do, too. But if you don't have it set up to follow, it's really hard to find because its profile mimics the actual White House one perfectly.
Yeah, it'll mess you up.
Don't know how I feel about a president that tweets personal attacks against other people all the time.
You know?
I know we're in a social media age, and social media is a really important tool for engagement, but I feel like, particularly, I guess from his own, it's a little bit different. But when he's tweeting from the POTUS one, that's when I get really irked.
I just don't even know. We all remember when they tried to take away Obama's BlackBerry. And he was very unhappy. And I know it's a part of, like, how they're communicating directly with their public. But they have... If you're the president, you have so many ways. Do you really need your personal Twitter and the POTUS Twitter and a press secretary...
Why have they not taken...
And a website.
Why is there not just a social media secretary?
There needs to be a social media
secretary. Why is there not
a... They need, like, a digital media person.
Because there are assistant press secretaries. We saw her the day that Comey got fired.
Yep.
And no one could find Spicer.
While Spicer was hiding?
Whose last name? She has someone's last name. She's someone's daughter, right?
Oh, I know.
She has a last name from someone else in the administration. And I was like, I didn't look it up. I was like, is she the daughter of someone?
No, I didn't even look. Okay. So this series of tweets that happened about it. Say, it starts with, again, the story that was the collusion between the Russians and Trump campaign was fabricated by Dems as an excuse for losing the election. The fake media is working overtime today! ! As a very active president with lots of things happening, it is not possible for my surrogates to stand at podium with perfect accuracy! ! Maybe the best thing would be to do to cancel all future press briefings and hand out written responses for the sake of accuracy? !
But where's the big one on Comey?
And then the next one is where it gets to Comey. James Comey better hope that there are no, in quotes, tapes of our conversation before he starts leaking to the press.
What the hell is he implying with that? Have you thought about that?
Literally, I just don't even know. I feel like this has to be that he's bringing up like a Watergate type situation where there were tapes. Because unless he's implying that he taped him.
I think he's implying that Comey taped their conversations. But what the hell is he implying that they discussed? Or is he implying that Comey's going to make up stuff and he's going to be like, tapes to prove
you
wrong?
Yeah, I think that that's what he's implying. Because he's saying before he talks to the media. So, hope that there's not
tape. I have to figure out who that press secretary was.
This whole thing is bananas.
It's freaking B-A-N-A-N-A-S. This is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Oh, by the way, guys, Nicole and I are totally going to record a theme song soon.
Yes, we're working on it.
And it is going to be fantastic.
If you work with me, I apologize that I'll be practicing it during the week. It's pretty good.
Here we go. White House Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Do you think she's related to Mike Huckabee? Or do you think that's just... I know Huckabee's not the most uncommon name in the world, but what do you think the chances are that she has no Huckabee relation? Obviously, she has no Bernie Sanders relation, but the fact the Huckabee name was what stuck with me.
Parents, Mike Huckabee and Janet Huckabee.
So she is. I found that to be a little... I saw that name and I was like, I wonder. And I guess it's not shocking.
Nice refilling. She is 34.
That's a... I don't know, it seems like a big...
I mean,
or do you think they just took whoever they could find to go address that day, and she was like, I'll do it.
I think she drew the short straw. I think that poor girl probably got this job because of who her dad is.
Obviously. I mean, what are the...
But, I mean, you also, in a political job, you and I both know, they hire a lot of young people because young people have less familial responsibilities. They will generally work longer hours for less money. So, I mean, that, is still true in the White House.
34 is not that young. She's not an intern.
No, but she's in the White House. She's not, she's got three kids.
Yeah. Yeah, I really feel like they couldn't find Spicy that day. He was hiding in the
bushes. He was hiding that day.
Did you see the picture? Yes. The
Did you see that I posted it on our Facebook page?
Did you?
The little, you can get a garden spicer.
But did you see the one of the Homer Simpson where he backs up into the hedges that kind of became a,
yes,
a GIF? Is it a GIF or a GIF?
Yeah.
He's I've always said like, GIF meme, and then they, a GIF meme, and then they
it's
put.
It's a GIF.
Is it a GIF?
It's a GIF. The guy who created it came out and said it's a GIF.
A GIF meme sinking back in, and they put Spicer's head on it. It's fantastic. Oh, I love the Sos memes.
Oh, amazing.
I told my husband he needs to get Facebook just so that I can clip and send him all these wonderful things in life that I find.
He is never going to do that.
I know. Because I can screenshot the memes that I love and send them to him, but the GIFs we decided? GIF?
GIF.
The GIFs and the any video link that's on Facebook, you can't watch.
No, you can't do it that way.
Without a Facebook. Mm-hmm. I'm like, how am I supposed to send these to you? I'm like, you're missing all these great things.
He is missing so much, and he doesn't even know it.
And I try to save them, but it's hard to save some of the stuff. Mm. I need to just save all the things I see in a 24-hour period and then set up a nightly time.
Where he can go on and view.
Where we go and sit down together, and I make him see all the things I saved to show him.
He's going to love that. You guys are living in Colorado together. And you're like, okay, it's 9 o'clock. It's social media hour. Thank you. He's going to be like, I hate this.
This is our nightly Facebook time, sweetheart.
He's going to be like, where is Nicole? Please have her be up here immediately.
Like, I need you to make new friends now. He's going to start paying to fly all my friends up.
It's going to be great.
I feel like...
I will fly up there.
I feel like my friends are going to start getting free vacations just to save their sanity.
We're just doing our part. So what are we going to do now that we don't have an FBI director?
Well, first of all, I'm going to read our very important thing that's going to be...
Yes.
What goes live with this when we go live will be our Instagram and Facebook post. Okay, guys, so I'll describe it. So it's just a cutout of the White House, and it's like, it's classified ad, and it says, now hiring FBI director must be able to kiss ass and answer direct questions with prearranged lies and deflect questions concerning any obvious conspiracies. Duration of employment will depend wholly on irrational behavior swings of employer. Contact the FBI, or my favorite part, or speak directly into your microwave.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh, right? So in case...
That's probably true.
I feel like that's a reference that a lot of people missed, is the microwave thing.
So good.
I know, right? So in case you guys have missed that, it was maybe a month ago now? It was a while ago.
More than a month ago?
Maybe.
Maybe a little bit more. It wasn't that long ago.
When they were talking about when Kellyanne Conway and all of her great... deflectiveness. I actually watched this video that a professional speaking coach did on her deflective methodologies and how she does it and how she manages to do what she does and how she's an incredibly successful person at what she does. Mm-hmm. Like, she seemed like a nightmare. She's a nightmare to interview, but she's very good at it.
She's a spin doctor.
She is so good at what she does. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. And I want to slap her, and she's an embarrassment of a human being. She is so good at what she...
You can't fault her.
She's so good at what she does. Mm-hmm. I don't understand what her appropriate role in the White House is.
They should have just called her a spin doctor.
I mean, deflector-in-chief is not a role. Deputy deflector.
It should be a role.
Should it be?
Maybe. Well, I mean, in this White House.
In this White House, absolutely. But so she was talking about... This was when, right after Trump had said that Obama had Trump Tower. Got all upset and tweeted about...
He was bugged. Yeah.
That Trump Towers was bugged, which it turns out it may have actually been wiretapped into Trump Tower for some dragnetting on some...
Yeah, they said there was a little bit of validity.
Russian mafia stuff within Trump Towers,
not
in his residence.
Yeah.
It was like just a suite. Because, I mean, Trump Tower is a huge building.
It's a giant building.
I mean, it probably has dozens and dozens of tenants in it. And does it have a hotel in it too?
There is a hotel. I will find out next month. I'm going to New York. So.
And you're
going
to go to Trump Tower?
If you would like, I will take a selfie at Trump Tower.
so disappointed that we did not take. We got onto the metro right across the street from Trump Tower right before the inauguration when we were really up in D.C. And I was like, it's like, there's even a, we were, it was cold and rainy and we were like, oh, there's a Starbucks right there. And we almost went, but it was cold and it was
Is the Starbucks more expensive up there?
No.
No? Okay, good.
But it was like right across the street, but I think we were at 4:58 on a weekday. And so we were trying to get into the metro before rush hour hit.
Yeah, that's
And we were worried about if we didn't get on it right then, and the 15 minutes it would take us to get over there, get a coffee, and get out.
Yeah,
that's would end up getting us into terrible rush hour on the metro, which is as bad as sitting on a highway in rush hour.
Yeah.
Have you ever sat through the metro or a major subway?
I have not. Okay, so
in rush hour?
I have not, because I've never been anywhere where
I've never been on a subway?
Like, the trams and stuff places, but not like a real subway system.
You've never used public, like, major public transportation?
Not as a real means of transportation.
Do you not East Coast much?
No.
Oh, okay.
I've never been north of the Mason-Dixon line on the East Coast.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm Southern. My family's down here.
Yeah.
I have family in California, so we go West Coast.
Yeah, I have both, so we do both, but we're East Coasters, and so I do lots of that.
We are West
That's
Coast.
That's crazy to me.
So I've never been on
that
side.
Which you've never?
The furthest north I've been is West Virginia.
That's crazy to me that you have never been on a major subway.
No, this New York trip will be the first time.
It's disgusting. Oh, New York's the worst.
We're going there.
Yucky.
Well, we're going to see Hamilton.
I know you are. Take lots of Lysol wipes with you, because that subway...
Just get the, like, purse pack.
That subway is extra nasty.
Yeah.
The metro's not bad. People complain about the metro, but as far as a lot of them that I've been on, the metro's my preferred one.
Oh my gosh.
The one in New York is... Nasty, nasty.
Super. I'm really excited about it. Maybe I'll just pay for cabs.
Or Ubers.
No, I don't. Can you Uber then?
You can Uber in New York.
Oh, okay.
I just listened to this piece about the problems with how expensive.
Oh, no, you can't Airbnb there. That's what's illegal. Airbnbs are illegal.
Do they do that now? Up in New York?
I asked my cousin and she said no, it's illegal.
Yeah, I know some cities are doing that. I didn't realize they had done it.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane. That hurts a lot of people because people are making good money off of that. And
well,
I know
it's also hurting their hotel industry.
Well, the argument that it is that it's keeping affordable housing out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
But there were a lot of people who were starting to make good money off of it that owned houses in kind of lousy neighborhoods, and they were renting out rooms and running almost boarding houses.
Yeah.
And making, like, good supplemental income for people that had disability and things.
Especially people who can't work, like, a typical job.
Mm-hmm. It was really working well for them. The sharing economy is the way of the future, and people who are fighting against it are.
It's like in Austin. Austin got rid of Uber.
Which doesn't make any sense.
No, especially
it's like the
Austin is the city where you really need an Uber.
And it's the city where it makes the sense culturally more than anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like San Francisco and Austin.
It's insane.
Are these huge tech hubs.
And they have such young populations. These are people who would really, really use this as a means to not drive drunk.
And those are like visionary. I wonder if that's what. So did you see that Uber wants to have those flying hover pod things, and they said that Dallas is one of the two cities they want to pick. Dallas and Dubai. Do you think they picked Dallas since they couldn't do Austin?
Probably.
Because Austin would have.
Austin seems to make more sense.
But they can't operate there anymore.
Mm-mm.
I wonder if they just moved up. I wonder if they had plans already in place to do Austin, and then when the outlaw happened, or the ban happened, they had to move up to Dallas.
That's okay with me.
I'm not getting on a hover pod. The one thing this week, a Trump hotel is not going to be our solution
to.
It is
not. We are going to have a real person.
We're going to have to pick a real person because a hotel cannot be.
Okay, so
although
I have a couple people.
The Supreme Court has said that a corporation is a person.
That's true.
So in that case, why can't Trump Corporation be the FBI director?
Who's in charge of the Trump Corporation right now? Is it Donald Jr.?
Yeah, and maybe.
Eric?
Yeah.
I don't trust him.
My favorite suggestion.
He was not very good on The Apprentice.
My favorite suggestion. I've never watched The Apprentice.
Oh my god, I watched all of it.
I am
so
not a reality TV person.
I love it.
The only reality TV I've ever watched in my life was Project Runway.
Also good.
Which I feel like is a legitimate, what am I saying? Legit.
Like, it's a contest.
It does something.
With real experiences.
It requires real talent.
It does.
They throw some drama in. But mostly it's really about...
They really have to create
talent.
Things. Yes.
I mean, some of these people are incredibly talented. And then the other one I loved, loved, loved.
You're going to love
my was The Girls Next Door.
Oh my God, I loved The Girls Next Door. Which one did you like the best?
Holly.
You liked Holly? So I met Holly when we were in Las Vegas. We went to see her when she was in Peep Show. And you could stay and do a champagne toast with her. And so I stayed and did a champagne toast. She was very, very nice.
She seems so cute.
Bridget was my favorite. She was very silly.
She was silly.
So I really liked her. But they were all very fun. Holly Madison was very, very nice in person. So.
She seems smart, too.
She is, and she's more down to earth than you think.
Because I feel like she was doing her... I think during the show, she was even working on her master's in communications at UCLA.
Yeah.
Which is not a joke.
No.
UCLA's...
All of them, well, I think Holly and Bridget were both smart. Kendra was the one who was a little dumb. That's okay, though. She knew
to be fair,
was
she really, like, a dumb? Or was she just super
young? She was
just
so
young.
She was 20.
Yeah, she was, like, 19 when she moved in with Hefner.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Can you think about who you were at 19?
That would have been the worst idea of all time. I made a lot of bad decisions at 19.
Not one that bad.
That's true.
Of all the bad decisions I can say I made at 19... Moving in.
That was not it.
And being the sex object of a man.
78-year-old man.
Was he 78 at that
Something
time?
Something like that.
Someone who was 60 or 50 years older than I was not a bad decision I made. So kudos to 19-year-old Marie.
Good job.
Good job, 19-year-old Marie.
All right.
You could have fallen so much further.
So good. So, are we going to pick our...
The really only good one that I picked, that I came across that I loved, was the concept of Jared Kushner.
For FBI
director? FBI
director?
I forget which comedian floated him. It may have been Trevor Noah.
What were his qualifications? That he's already part of the fam.
Trump loyalty?
So, yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. What is the biggest thing we're looking for in a FBI director in a Trump White House? What is the single most important quality?
It is true.
In real world, we're thinking, you know, law enforcement background.
Mm-hmm. Understanding of running a government organization.
That's already been demonstrated.
Like,
I mean, Kushner has a company.
He's a private industry guy.
He's successful, so he has a business background. He's draining the swamp. You guys can't see all my air quotes I'm doing.
Yeah, there are a lot of
them.
They're
for Nicole.
There are a lot of them.
I was just watching the episode of Friends today of Joey going,
where
I don't know.
Use it correctly?
He's like, I don't know what this means. So and he looks at Ross and he's like, sorry. And Ross is like, no.
Nope, that's not what it.
And so he pulls his hands so close together and goes, sorry, again. Yes.
Oh. Oh my gosh. We're going to have to talk about Friends after this.
I really don't know anything about what you need to do to be an FBI director.
Okay, so some of the former FBI directors, George H.W. Bush was an FBI director.
Was he?
Yes.
How did I not know that?
He was before he was president.
Well, obviously.
So.
What an interesting concept to do it. How come presidents never do any of these things afterwards? Have you ever thought about that?
I would totally go back and do that job afterwards.
I feel
Doesn't
like,
that seem fun? To yeah. be like FBI director where you're like, okay, I want less responsibility,
I'm pretty sure
but I still really like control.
I'm pretty sure the only president who's really ever gone back into government afterwards was it Taft who became Supreme Court Justice?
I don't remember.
I'm like 95% sure that it was Taft.
I will trust you on that.
This is one of those random factoids that my brain is full of that I need to confirm now.
Well, do you want me, while you're talking about that,
please
to tell
bring
you some
your...
of my choices that I thought of?
Absolutely.
Okay, so
now, are they
them,
practical or are they funny?
I mean, there are people who I think Donald Trump might
I was
be
right.
okay with.
I was right on Taft.
Taft? Okay. So my first one is actually... George H.W. Bush, because he's already done the job, so there's no learning curve, so, and he'll bring some flair with his socks, plus, Donald Trump doesn't have to worry about him, because he's in the hospital half the time.
He's
anyway,
not going to have to fire him.
Yeah, he's not going to have to fire the guy. It's going to be fine, and he knows that he'll go rogue on him a little bit, but I think he would get a good bump in popularity over this.
Did you
I think
see
it
the,
could be fun.
Did you see the meme that was like, the government can't investigate you if there isn't any government?
That is the truth.
So the FBI can't investigate you
if there isn't one. But my... So I have two other options.
Okay.
I think you're going to hate both of them immediately. But I think if you hear my reasoning, then I think you will see my way of thinking. The first one I would like to offer is Kris Jenner. She just giggled into her wine glass, you guys. Kris Jenner is a multitasker. She is obviously very used to running an empire full of people who are going rogue all the time.
And she knows about releasing tapes.
She does know about releasing tapes. This is something she is an expert
at. She knows all about accidental leaks.
She built an empire off a sex tape, you guys.
And like, you know that she released that tape.
Oh, yeah.
Who else released that tape?
She built the Kardashian empire off her daughter's ass and a sex tape. I mean, well, you gotta have respect for that.
And OJ.
And OJ.
If the glove does not fit, you must acquit.
I mean, all of this.
To be fair, I did not know who Robert Kardashian Sr. was until...
Did you watch The People versus OJ Simpson?
No, until the seniors. I did not know who... Or until the Kardashians, I did not know who Sr. was.
I mean, we were a little young.
We were super young. But I remember watching the OJ trial. This is how inappropriate my grandma was. It was on during the summer.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was at her house, and she would lay in bed in her caftan, smoking her cigarettes in bed, in her king-size bed, watching the OJ trial all day.
Of course.
And I was staying at her house, and I was in, my parents were working.
So is this what got you interested in law?
Yeah. And so I remember she'd be sitting there smoking her cigarette with her dentures out.
Oh, my God.
We were watching the OJ Simpson trial.
You may as well. What else were you going to do? It was 1993.
Which means I was... Was it 1993 when the murder happened?
It was 93, and then 94 was the trial, I think.
Which means I was 7.
Oh, yeah.
Was I 7 yet? Was it right before I turned 7? See.
I don't know. It was like 9 months of trial.
Sorry, I'm doing math.
I was in 4th grade.
Are you that much older than I am?
I'm 32.
So you think it was 94?
I'm pretty sure it was 94. I'm almost positive it was 94.
So I would have been... 8.
I really liked the people.
So yes, you would have been in 4th grade. I was 8 years old. It was right before I turned 8 years old. So I would have been about to start 2nd grade this summer that I was watching the O.J. Simpson murder trial.
And now you're a lawyer. I really think you should thank O.J. for that. He's gonna get parole this year. So.
Just like it wasn't until super recently that I realized how much I missed and how naive children are when I think about the fact that I heard about all the Clintons... impeachment stuff back in 96 and had no idea what was going on.
Okay, the trial spanned 11 months. Oh, so it was 94 to 95.
Yeah. But so, I must have been... I understood what sex was when the impeachment was going on, but I didn't understand all the nuances of the dress and the cigar. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So when you think about it, I mean, it was 10 or 11 at that point.
I do remember that, because it's like, why are they so worried about her dress?
You might have been old enough to understand it.
I don't think I understood all of it.
I definitely did not. I understood what sex was and why it was bad that he was having sex with someone else.
With someone who was not his wife. Yeah.
Right.
That part I got.
But I did not understand the dress or the cigar.
Yeah. I don't think I understood either of those things. Now, definitely.
Nah.
Not then. My other choice, I feel like, is a stronger choice than Kris Jenner. Although I feel like Kris Jenner definitely...
Should be fun.
Is a good choice. I propose Chris Harrison, the host of The Bachelor.
Isn't he in Mexico right now? Because he
Bachelor in Paradise.
Because I thought it.
No. They're about to start filming.
Oh no, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the wrong person. I was thinking of the guy who
that
does the girls.
The guy?
No, the guy who does the Girls Gone Wild tapes.
Oh no. That's not Chris Harrison. Chris Harrison.
He's Chris something though.
No,
Chris
Harrison. Jeff something.
Chris Harrison's the Bachelor guy.
Yes, the Bachelor guy.
A show I've also not watched.
Okay, well, as an avid watcher of The Bachelor.
You would be.
Of course. I love it. I also read the spoilers on Reality Steve.
Reality Steve. I do know who Reality Steve is, though.
I am obsessed with Reality Steve.
I don't consume a lot of the pop culture garbage, but I know about it.
Well, that's the first step.
My brain doesn't have time. My brain doesn't have the bandwidth. I think the issue is that the pop culture stuff has... an insufficient bandwidth for my brain to consume.
Because
I'm the person who I will also watch TV and get on Facebook at the same time. Because I need two things going on.
I can't watch Game of Thrones for that reason. Because I need to you really need to concentrate when you watch a show like Game of
Thrones. No, if it's a really good
show, I cannot.
If it's a really good show, I can actually concentrate. So it's not an ADHD.
That is just me and Scandal.
For me, it's not an ADHD thing. I'm not like, I don't have such a short attention span.
I just like to multitask.
It's just, I need a lot going on.
Yeah.
And so unless it's a new show that is incredibly complex. Mm-hmm. So like when I binge watch something good and new.
Yeah.
Like The Crown, when I binge watched that back in.
So good.
I just sat there on my couch. I came home on a Friday afternoon and started it.
You were done that weekend, weren't you?
I was done that Saturday. I was texting you like, you must watch this.
Yeah, she's texting me going,
I just finished
it. Have you started it? And I'm like, no, I'm busy.
Pretty sure I came home.
Finish it right now.
Pretty sure I came home from work at like 3 or 4, took a shower.
It was hysterical.
And that I was definitely done by the next evening. I don't even think night, but evening.
You know, no shame. Sometimes that happens. I'm going to do that with House of Cards when it starts again.
I stopped watching House of Cards.
It's getting bananas.
So we were way behind. We never started it. And then we started it last summer.
Oh, yeah.
And I made it into about third way through this. In half of the way into the third season. And I was like, this is just getting too intense.
Yeah. So, it is true. But
so
yeah.
Why Chris Harrison?
So Chris Harrison, one, he has that TV personality. He really understands, you know.
You just sold me on that. He would be.
But he also, he knows a lot of secrets about people. That guy is a secret keeper. He holds all the cards about all these people who've ever been on the show and what they've done, who they've done it with, and da-da-da-da-da. So he knows
interesting
everything,
concept.
And he does not.
What have they done?
What have they done and who have they done it with?
Yeah. I think that works in DC just sexually.
Exactly.
What have
so
they
it's
done?
Perfect.
Not just who have they done, but what. And I don't mean like how. I mean
yeah,
like
what?
What things?
Yes. So we know. Chris Harrison, I feel, is a choice that Donald Trump can get behind and that he can bring the American public
he
behind.
Is, what? He,
we're going to have to hire someone else, though, to run The Bachelor.
He is 100% a Donald Trump nominee.
Yes. Donald Trump would get on board.
Donald Trump has made, like, one legitimate nomination in his entire career.
Mm-hmm.
Which was Neil Gorsuch.
Oh, yeah.
You can get...
You weren't going to say Rick Perry? No, I'm kidding.
I was actually going to say Mike. I was going to say he's made two. Only one that seems to be unfaulted.
Yeah.
Neil Gorsuch. Who, political feelings aside, don't agree with a lot of his interpretative methods as a lawyer. So we were on Chris Harrison.
Yes.
What were we saying about why he was so good?
Okay. He knows how to keep secrets. He is an amazing secret keeper.
Sorry,
and
guys.
He has that charisma.
Sorry, guys. We had a little hiccup there, so we're back.
Yes, we are.
So let's get back to Chris Harrison and why he is perfect.
Man, you guys. Chris Harrison.
He knows all the secrets about the people who do
think
what
of how
they
many
do.
People. They do 3 seasons of Bachelor a year. So they get 2 new, because they do Bachelor and a Bachelor.
Oh my god, I just had an amazing idea. What? This is a random theory. I heard it from a radio DJ forever ago about proactive. And why do all these crazy rich, super high profile celebrities? Oh! Well, I'll finish this thought and then I'll get even better.
Oh,
if
dear.
We're going for people who know secrets and how to keep them and how to collude with people. And they're like, who at Proactive is like, are they blackmailing people? What the hell do they know about Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel?
Yeah.
Both of whom have done Proactive commercials. Mm-hmm. Why are they, of all people, doing Proactive commercials? What do they know about all these high-level celebrities to get them
to
do acne commercials?
Maybe Chris Harrison is selling his secrets.
So, actually, my better concept was going to be Scientology.
Wait,
Chris Harrison.
David Miscavige? He's the guy in charge? HBIC?
Yeah.
I can say that. That's not explicit.
It's not explicit at all.
Oh my god.
How perfect would he be?
He is a contender.
Oh,
because that guy,
my gosh,
knows a lot of secrets. I have been watching a scripted show on E! Called The Arrangement, which is very loosely based on the Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes situation. only eat up.
You know, I am obsessed with Scientology, but scared to death to actually go look
into
it.
Did you watch the Leah Remini show?
I did.
Man.
I am obsessed with Scientology.
I love that you went Jersey on them.
And I so badly want to go into a Church of Scientology.
No.
But I'm scared to death.
They're going to put you in the Sea Org.
Fun story I just learned about my dad this Christmas when we were up visiting our family in Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
We were talking, somehow the joke came out about LA and things that my dad brought back. My aunt told me that my dad, right after college, worked for a big man, for Boeing.
Oh, yeah.
In Philadelphia, and then they did layoffs, and so he ended up with some subcontractor out in Los Angeles. And when he came back from his first trip to visit, he brought back a Ron L. Hubbard book.
Oh,
and not knowing what it was, because it was like 82. And was reading it because he had been given it at the airport.
Did he say anything like, this guy has really great ideas?
I don't think so. But my aunt was like, remember that Scientology book you brought back?
What the heck? That is so crazy.
I was like, how have I gone my entire life without knowing that my dad was reading a Scientology book?
Where is the book? Do we know?
I don't.
Did he throw it
away? I'm sure it doesn't exist anymore.
Damn. That would have been so good.
I do remember the Hare Krishnas from when I was a kid. They were still floating around in San Diego when I was a kid.
Oh, so crazy.
So that was such a fun. I was like, oh my gosh, my dad brought back to his Roman Catholic family a Scientology book from Los Angeles. Because I feel like the 80s were when, the late 70s and 80s were just when Scientology was starting to be a thing.
It was really.
Do you know about Scientology and like how crazy creepy they are?
Oh, yeah.
My obsession,
I am also obsessed with Scientology.
My obsession started in law school. When I took an organization on, like, I knew about Scientology. I was kind of interested. I'm like, this is such a weird organization. Okay. Actually, my first exposure to it, and we were too scared, was on our Model UN trip that we talked about last time. Was the Scientology church was like two blocks down from us, and we all wanted to go. Both of us chickened out, and we're terrified.
Oh my gosh.
We knew enough about it.
Yeah.
But so my first real Google dark, I guess not dark web, but rabbit hole of the Google nets into Scientology came when we did a case study on tax exemption for nonprofit organizations and who gets it and who doesn't. And the fact that Scientology got theirs back in like 92, 93 after like 20 years of applications, and people kept saying, no, you're not a religion. You're not a religion. You're like, maybe you're a cult.
Yeah.
And so Scientology actually hired people to follow the IRS agents around and harass them.
I mean, that's what they do. They did that on poor Leah Remini. And she had to go Jersey on them with her nails and her denim jackets and stuff.
Yeah.
It was pretty serious.
Did she have to go Jersey on them, or is that who she always was?
I mean, she's a little Jersey. So you cannot blame her for that. I have always loved her since she was on Saved by the Bell.
So, I mean, are we going? How did I not realize she was the one? She was Kelly on Saved by the Bell.
She's not Kelly. She was Stacy.
Stacy. Okay,
during the summer episodes.
There we go.
Yep.
I was like, wait.
She was Stacy Carosi, and she had a summer romance with Zach Morris.
Ooh.
While Kelly was dating
the King of Queens.
Oh, yeah. No, she was famous back in the day because they wanted her to be a famous Scientologist because she was, like, born into it.
Yeah. Was she?
Her mom was a Scientologist.
I didn't realize all of that.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So, head of Scientology?
Gosh.
Could you see, I mean, come on. Donald Trump, is he a Scientologist?
No.
Are we sure he's not a Scientologist? He says he's Presbyterian, but he never goes to church.
He doesn't go to church, though.
Are we sure
well,
he's not?
Presbyterians, I don't think, have to go to church.
Are we sure he's not a Scientologist?
I'm going to see if there's any linkage.
Are we really sure Donald Trump is not a secret Scientologist? Because I kind of feel like he might be. It would make so much sense.
Possibility.
Was he always this insane? He's always been cheesy and hoaxy. You see the videos from the 90s? He's always been a creeper. But has he always been this insane? Some people are arguing there's psychiatrists and psychologists. like 10,000 of them or something, or 100,000 mental health professionals that have signed off on some letter of concern about his mental stability.
Okay, I think that you may have some...
Kind of afraid we can't publish this now because the Scientologists and the CIA...
They're going to come after us.
They're going to come after me.
I'm not going to tell you what the proof is then, but...
Well, Nicole, they're
it
already...
It appears that there are connections between the Trump administration and Scientology.
Oh my gosh, that completely reminds me. I completely forgot to talk about...
About your
my eavesdropping
Starbucks
yesterday.
Encounter.
I was staying at a Starbucks, and
okay,
I
let's discuss
staying.
Though the Starbucks that she's at is in a hoity-toity part of Dallas.
I live hood adjacent and rich adjacent.
And you are on the rich side of the Starbucks because there's not a Starbucks on the hood side.
There is actually a Starbucks on the hood side because the major road.
Because we're still in Dallas.
The major road that's right next to us.
Yes.
Just. To the east
is 100%
hood adjacent. My peripheral area, it's like a mile block of mist.
Yeah.
Where I live,
it's and mansions on one side, and then
it's like $400 a month, all bills paid, one major road, about a mile stretch of
mixed use,
but not just mixed use, but like some older houses that are being raised, being leveled, and then some nice, you know, $200,000 houses. And then swallowed up into
mansions
of estates of houses that are bigger than office buildings. Because who doesn't need a 15,000 square foot house on 5 acres in the middle of
Seriously.
The city?
Why not?
So anyways, I was at... I need to pull up the text that I sent to Nicole because I sent her this string of messages.
So
I was like, I have to send you all these factoids that I'm hearing because I'm never going to remember them all. And this is going to...
Was this during work? I think it was during work. Because I was like,
yeah.
What is my phone doing?
I was working from Starbucks because there was some noise issue going on and I couldn't concentrate here. So I said to Nicole, I'm like, oh my gosh, I am listening to these three people who are older. You can tell they're dressed casual, but you can tell they're moneyed people just by the way they speak and act about sources that they actually know inside of the Comey firing. And I'm like, holy blankin' jackpot. This lady just said that she saw three grand jury indictments that are sealed against Trump. Not just Trump, but Pence. And then she starts listing off some other people in the administration whose name they didn't write down and catch.
Oh my gosh.
But I recognized. And I was like, she's talking about Russia and money laundering. And I'm like, and then I quoted her. And her direct quote that I sent to Nicole was like, I have to remember this because this is going to be amazing. This whole situation makes Watergate look like a parking ticket.
That's
and then I told Nicole, we're going to win the first podcasting in the first Pulitzer in podcasting between this information and the fact that clearly I just realized the Trump administration is not connected to just Russia, but Scientology.
Yeah. I mean,
so while that may not be the perfect American pick for the head of the FBI, my money's going on
Ms.
the head
Miscavige?
On the head of Scientology.
That's David Miscavige.
Being our... How do you know that, by the way?
Oh, because I know everything about Scientology.
That's amazing. I need to find some resources. Like I said, I've always been too afraid to look too deep into them.
Oh, no. You know me. I go hard when I go out.
But I also
kind of
want to go visit a Scientology place.
There's a lot of rabbit holes.
You and I are going on a trip to visit a Scientology place.
We can go to LA and visit my cousins, and then we can go to the main one, and then we can go to Harry Potter World, because I really want to Harry Potter World.
We're going out to San Diego super soon.
So...
We should plan a Scientology trip, assuming that we live till then.
Yeah, because they might run us over.
Pretty sure the Trump administration is about to take me out between the stuff I just said. How much money, what kind of special award should I get if all of this stuff that I just said about...
If all of this is true.
If that stuff that I overheard
about
the money laundering and the sealed indictments being real. So, we clearly have... Whether it's the right person to be the head?
We know. This is a pick. We're not looking for the right person. We're looking for a person that Trump will get on board with.
So the question is, The only problem with the head of Scientology, is that too obvious? Do they need to go for someone that's a couple levels down? What's the head of Scientology called? Is there a role for that? Like, when you have the KKK, you have the Grand Dragon.
Oh my god.
So he's like the Grand Dragon of Scientology.
I think he's like a chairman or something.
So who's the assistant Grand Dragon of Scientology? Because there's no way even our... Well, you know what? I'm going to say that's not true. I was going to say there's no way our current...
He's the leader. His official title is Chairman of the Board of the Religious Technology Center. Oh, y'all, he's 5'1".
Well, of course he is.
Well, his best friend is Tom Cruise, so I guess that makes sense.
Is that why Tom Cruise is his best friend? Because he finally found a dude that's powerful that's shorter than him?
Probably.
Is that how that whole thing happened?
It may be. Maybe it's really just like, how tall was... L. Ron Hubbard. Maybe
it's like a short dudes club?
Maybe it is a short guy club.
I don't see...
Maybe that's why, because they have to stand on the stage in front of people.
I don't necessarily see Donald Trump being a member of Scientology, but you know who totally is? Steve Bannon.
Oh, yeah.
He is...
That guy has to be a Scientologist.
He is completely a Scientologist. So our next FBI director is going to be a muckety-muck of the Church of Scientology.
Yeah.
And then they're going to help us get rid of all of our little, what is it that they call, the Scientions?
Oh, the alien
The Scientions.
Yeah.
They're going to help us, the new FBI director is not only going to purge Washington of its
Scientions. They're
going to
get rid of the suppressive people.
It's going to get rid of all the Scientions all of America.
That's all we need.
So that's our new FBI director, ladies and gentlemen.
I think that's a great pick.
Either the head of Scientology or one of his assistant dragons.
I think it has to be. I think it has to be.
Maybe I'll save my...
I don't see like an organizational chart anywhere on the internet.
I don't feel like that's something that they just want to share.
Why they wouldn't put this up?
The Mormons don't share their organizational chart, and they're a way less suspicious organization than Scientology.
Yeah, but we did write a musical about them.
We did.
So,
but that was written by Mormons or former Mormons.
Yes,
you know that, right?
Former Mormons.
It was totally written by people who actually grew up in it, and I know Mormons, and they don't scare me.
No.
I had lots of friends in high school.
They're quite cute when they ride around on their little bicycles.
Well, I had lots of friends in high school who were Mormon, and none of them scared me. They were all normal people.
Did we know that there's a Church of Scientology in Irving?
Of course there is. Where is it? Field trip?
Maybe.
We've come to investigate your religion, to interview for the
FBI. We would like to not be suppressive people.
We would like to work for the FBI. Can you help us out?
That's the real truth.
How do we get a government job? Because we know it's on our way. How much does... Isn't it expensive to be a Scientologist, though? Don't you have to spend a bunch of money?
Oh, yeah. You have to spend a lot of money to get to the next levels. But, sometimes they hook you up with celebrities. So if we just get divorced from our husbands, then maybe they'll hook us up with Tom Cruise when he's a new wife.
Or John Travolta.
Or Travolta. Or who else is in it?
So pretty much they're just a ruse for men, for gay men who don't want to come out?
I guess so. It's very strange.
Head of Scientology is our new FBI director, ladies and gentlemen.
I think so. I think it has to be
Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon is going to be on board with that.
Steve Bannon will definitely get on board.
Because he is a Scientologist. And Donald Trump does whatever he tells him to. Why does Donald Trump do whatever he wants him to?
I have no idea. I don't understand this dynamic.
There's a new documentary that you and I need to watch. That's on Roger Stone.
Oh.
And about how he made Trump who he is. You and I need to discuss. You and I need to watch that. We need to have a movie review night on our podcast.
Yeah, we could do that.
I think it just came out this weekend. So that's on our to-do list.
That's insane. Okay, hang on.
So I feel like our solution, while not particularly hilarious, is probably legitimately constructed.
Yeah.
I feel like we're pretty much ready to wrap up.
I think so. I also just found it's in Las Colinas. Okay. We can definitely drive over there.
Go right now. Go take some selfies.
Do you think they have church service tomorrow morning? Maybe we can just go. I don't know how that works.
I don't know how that works either.
We'll figure it out and we'll report back. So
assignment accepted, Captain. So I'm gonna rate our solution of what's his name again?
David Miscavige.
David Miscavige as the new FBI director as a 9 out of 10 sentient beings.
I'm going to give us a... Gosh, I really do think this is really pretty probable.
9 out of 10 is the highest rating I've given anything so far. Like, I feel like not only is it unique and clever, but it actually has some rooting in reality.
It could really happen. Yeah, I might put 9 out of 10 suppressive persons, because I'm pretty sure I would be labeled a suppressive person.
Absolutely.
In Scientology. And then we need to rate the wine.
The wine, I'm going to give a 6 out of 10 communion
wafers. I was thinking 6.
It's not bad.
It's definitely not going to be my favorite list, but it's decent.
It's just very vanilla.
Yeah.
It's very run-of-the-mill, so it's above average. It's not... I can drink it and drink it again. Yeah. If you serve it to me, I would be like, hey, I'll drink this.
I've had this. It's pretty good. Yeah.
But it's not ever something I'm going to go out and seek out and buy.
Right. I might go, 6.5.
I can see that.
Yeah. 6.5. Tiny pill cups parading as communion cups.
Did I give mine a 6 out of...
You said
communion wafers. Perfect.
So.
Well, I think we're done.
I think so.
So, bye.
Bye.